Do I sound okay?
You know, that's what got a lady in trouble with Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Stepping on his line?
Yeah, Tim Allen came down on a lady because she would step on his lines on his show, on his the last one, you know, his second sitcom. And then she went and complained about it on Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm not an accordion player, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Darn, I wish you could play the accordion, Mom.
Accordion? Okay, yeah.
Play accordion.
All right, so what's new with you?
Not much, just... We went to the antique.
We postponed the episode 2 days because you had an event on Saturday.
Yeah, we went to.
So maybe don't lead with not much because people are like, oh, not much. I'll listen to Joe Rogan talk to somebody for 3 hours instead. Okay, so get on with what happened here.
Okay, so your father and I went to the PBS antique fair, a local antique fair, and we got some. I guess it's an etching. I don't know what it is, a drawing.
Let's explain this drawing. This is a drawing that survived the bombing of Berlin.
It survived the bombing of Germany.
It survived an F5 tornado, the May 3rd tornado of 1999.
Yeah.
It hung on the wall. It stuck it out. Really didn't take any damage.
It was like this, over 100 years old.
Family heirloom.
Yeah.
Wood cut. Of what? By
a hair.
Albrecht Dürer.
Yeah.
Young hair.
Yeah.
A famous revolutionary painting that only a few limited of these woodcuts are known to exist. And we have but one of them. And it has survived so much to go to PBS on this day for an appraisal at Not Quite Antique Roadshow.
Yeah.
For what, a $75 donation?
Uh-huh. For one appraisal.
So you went in with your husband Saturday morning.
Yep. Well, actually 1:30 afternoon.
Okay. And then they said, well, I've got good news and bad news.
Yeah, we got good news and bad news.
You want to tell the story? Because I wasn't there.
Well, I'm probably not very good at it, but he said that it's a copy. And I said, well, how can it be a copy? It's 100 years old. And they said, well, it's like a daguerreotype, or what's it called?
Anyway, I wasn't there.
Like a photographic copy back in the later Victorian era. So it's old, and but it's not really that valuable.
And you thought this could be, we have to take it to Sotheby's.
Yeah. And I was afraid we were going to have escort to our car because it was going to be worth so much.
So what did they evaluate it at?
Well, at the most, $300.
They said 100 to 300.
150 to 300.
And I said, you know, I bet you I have comic books in your safe that cost more than that.
I know.
And now I also said, we have an actual oil painting above the staircase.
I know.
That probably somebody should take a look at. But what did we do instead?
Well, we'll take it next year.
Oh, okay. Sure. Like they're doing this again. You said it wasn't even a big turnout.
It wasn't. I'm surprisingly not very big, but you had like time slots, so maybe some people just didn't stick around.
Oh, man, that is kind of funny.
What was a fun maker for PBS?
And this was an item that if someone died, I want the rabbit. No, I want the rabbit. I want the rabbit. And meanwhile, just, you know, collections of knives and forks are going to cost as much. And, you know, yeah. Who cares about it? Just leave that in the drawer and sell it in the house, you know, sort of things like that, right?
Yeah.
So that was kind of cute.
Well, right? kind of depressing.
Well, I do have an item to show you.
What you got?
This is a movie that is returning to theaters this week.
Oh.
For its not quite accurate 40th anniversary, because the first time something's there, it's not there for a year, so it's not really a 40th anniversary. Your anniversary is the next year, right?
Right. Well, yeah. After it's been out a whole year.
So you want to read this here?
Let's see if I can. Vampire Hunter D.
Okay, now look at the back, and don't you scratch things up.
As the blood moon rises, the legendary classic returns.
Okay, you don't have to read all of it, but that's... Okay, so here's the story about this. This is the first of the Japanese anime motion pictures that played in the U.S. in theaters. And it bombed because it's R-rated and it's not for kids. And at the time, there wasn't such a thing.
Nobody knew that it was a cool thing.
Well, I don't know all the details on this. When it's coming back to theaters this week, it's going to play in Japanese. And I wonder if it's only in Japanese back in 1985. On this Blu-ray, I have it in English and Japanese.
Uh-huh.
So I first saw this on the Sci-Fi Channel in this late spring of 1997. The Sci-Fi Channel had a program block called Saturday Anime, and they showed anime movies from like the 80s and early 90s. And this was the first one I saw on there because kids at school were talking about the cartoons they were showing. There were not like the other cartoons. And I watched this and it was like mind blowing because there was just like so much blood.
I know.
And that did not happen in the Ninja Turtles. Now, Leonardo's running around with sharp swords, but no one ever gets stabbed, right?
Yeah.
So this was pretty mind blowing.
How old were you then?
Well, I was pretty old. I mean, I was just as big as I am now.
Well, I know, but were you like 16 or something?
No, it was 1997.
Were you 12?
Do you know how math works?
No, I can't remember how old.
I was about 13 or 14, something like that, okay?
Yeah, you grew and then you stopped.
I kind of...
That's what I did too.
Right. Well, okay, well, we can tell. But...
Not very tall.
The animation's not super great. They didn't have the budget. It was more of a for video. A lot of times these things would be made for video. And sometimes some of these anime stuff that they would like show on there or the like would actually be like the most popular video in the world that year because it didn't go to theaters, but people bought it on video.
Okay.
I might let you guys be exposed to this stuff in the fashion in which I did, because the very next week they played a different one, and it was a lighthearted comedy about schoolgirls fighting for the attention of
a girl.
What was
that
town.
One about the magic school bus? Oh no, there was one that we used to watch. I watched with you. I can't remember. It was the magic something.
The magic school bus?
No, I remember what the magic school bus was.
Not an anime.
But I remember an anime.
Well, there
it won some awards too.
The thing is that people may not realize is there was quite a bit of anime kids programming on Nickelodeon way back when. The Little Koala.
Was that anime?
The Little Koala and Noozles were anime.
I don't remember Noozles.
Inspector Gadget, kinda sorta.
That was fun.
It is animated in Korea.
That was one of your favorites. You were little.
So there actually was some anime that kids were being exposed to that they weren't really aware of. I might let you watch some of this stuff in order. This steelbook, as they call it, I got this on eBay about a year and a half ago, and now it's out of print and pretty expensive.
Like how much now?
I think it's about $150.
Almost as much as
about as much as your rabbit, yeah. Right? But that's not
the
even
family
tip
heirloom.
Of it. I've got other stuff from there that I got a good deal on, and then they screwed up the print or something, and then they didn't make any more of them, and
cool.
Everybody's order got canceled. So if you guys are receptive to expanding your horizons, maybe I'll let you check that out. What do you say?
We try to expand our horizons.
No, you
and
don't.
You have us watch something that's just ridiculous.
Like what?
I don't know, but your dad gets
I told you I watched that Godzilla Minus One that everybody likes, and you got mad at me for some reason. I made it.
Oh.
If I made Godzilla Minus One, would you have been more mad?
No, I would have been proud of you.
Let's get into the news.
News today.
So have you heard of Cory Booker?
Yes, I have.
He
kind
of looks like Mr. Potato Head. He used to date a kind of like floundering
Mrs.
actress.
Potato Head.
he dated this actress who thought that he might be president, and then when he started losing the like runoff stuff, she left him. And now she does Star Wars shows on Disney Plus.
Great.
But I should have got that. Great.
You did get it.
I should have got that drop because I have this one.
We should be experts, right? I like that one.
I might be able to grab that great, but I kind of laughed over it. So it's not clean. I stepped on your great.
Well, I could probably do another one if you ask me nicely.
Well, okay. So he gave a speech, like the longest speech ever on the Senate floor. I'm not sure if this is the longest speech in modern history. Maybe it's kind of hard to judge that, but he prepped. He dehydrated himself. Yes, there's no bathroom breaks. Now, the weird thing about this is it's not truly a filibuster because he's not stopping the passing of a vote.
Right.
He's kind of just there to flex, as the kids say. I think there is something commendable about this. Like, okay, so the right-wing podcasters are writing this off as, what do you do? He just stood there and he talked for 25 hours about nothing. Yeah, but if you want to talk for 25 hours, use Pure Talk. I mean, my sponsor, Pure Talk, and that's what they do. So I think it's actually pretty tough. Most people could not do this, right?
I couldn't go 20 hours without going to the bathroom. I know that. I don't care about how many depends I had on.
I'm sure C-SPAN has the whole thing, right? You know,
probably. But I'm impressed. And like, you know, everybody says, well, you know, some Democrats aren't doing anything. They need to all be doing this.
So this, it looks like an effort to do what he legally can, right?
Right.
To take a stand of some kind. Now, is it the most motivating thing? I'm not sure. Does it put his name out there in the ether for, hey, maybe I should be president next? It could. You know, it might be a little early for that. You might need to wait till, you know, another year or something, you know, it'd be a little more fresh in the mind.
You know, your father told me something I didn't know. Obama could be vice president.
Oh, is that what he could do?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That is another possible news story here. So Trump quips he'd love to run against Obama in hypothetical third-term presidency. I frankly would love to see this because that would be...
After so far, his performance so far in this presidency would be a slam dunk.
I'm thinking
Obama.
Of this as like when Holyfield Tyson fought the second time and it's like the pay-per-view voice and it's like, Holyfield Tyson, be there March 14th. You know, it's like Obama, Trump.
Be there.
One man for the third term. Be there November 4th. You know, something like that, right?
Right. Trump's going to be too old.
Obama's not going to be a spring chicken.
Well, he's going to be about Trump's age now, right? I don't know. Not even that old.
No, he's younger than you. Do you know how? Okay. You know, the math thing is not really mathing with you, as the kids say, right?
I'm getting old.
Well, to try to do something about that, what did we do today?
We went for a walk.
And we didn't even have to cross the street. We walked like Michelle from Full House. Okay? Yes. No crossing the street.
Well, we didn't cross some big street.
I think there was an episode where she ran away from home, but she didn't cross the street.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So you did a little bit of that. And
you never tried to run away from home.
I think I might have done the same thing as Michelle. I can't remember if it was me or Michelle that did that.
No, it was Tyler. He went out the front porch and we shut the door.
Because he didn't want to eat some food or something?
I don't know. He was mad about something. He goes, I'm running away. He packed up some stuff and we said, okay, bye. And we shut the door and locked it.
It was a different attitude in 90s Oklahoma.
You guys were raised a little bit.
It was a little bit different. Yes. Oh, yeah. There's a more calling of the bluff, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what Trump's trying to do with these tariffs.
You think so?
Tariffs. Everybody gets a tariff. Tariff, tariff, tariff.
You get
tariff.
A tariff, I get a tariff, everybody gets a tariff.
Yeah, so he said these are reciprocatory tariffs. You tariffed us, now we're going to tariff you. You people in Vietnam, you had a tariff against us? Well, guess what? You know what? I'm going to be nice, but I'm only going to do half the percent you did. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm such a nice guy. I'm so nice. They say I'm nice. So that's what happened.
Who's they?
He does a lot of they say. Kind of like Barbara Walters. I think that's who he picked that up off of. Mm-hmm. But she says, people will say you're a jerk. She'll say things like that, okay? Well, I think that the tariff thing, the math doesn't quite check out. They had to apply what they think was the tariff against them.
A formula.
They came up with a formula, and in some cases it seemed pretty outlandish. Like,
you heard
really,
about the Penguin Island?
I think that they're making fun of that, the penguin inhabited island, because somebody will say, no, wait, our company's headquarters is on that island. You can go there and check. No one's been there in 100 years, but I mean, you could check, but that's how we avoid the tariffs, okay? Mm-hmm. I think some companies are really going to learn their lesson from this in a good way. Nike, looking at you. You said, hey, we'll come out with these shoes. They'll get a lot of attention. We'll only make 10 of them, give them away at P. Diddy parties. And then everybody will clamor over them, and we'll just never release them. But, oh, hey, we'll put these other shoes out here by LeBron James that sit on shelves nobody wants. We're going to give him $1 billion for the heck of it. And that is going to be sprinkled about in the price of the rest of our shoes. But we have to make them in Cambodia and Vietnam, because if we made them in the United States, they'd cost $500 a piece, and you can't have that.
They already cost that much a piece.
They already cost $200-something, and you can't convince me you couldn't sell these in the United States for the same price or less. New Balance does that.
I know.
So with better materials, for that matter. So
maybe
I don't...
Maybe Nike'll go out of business.
Nike deserves this to come up with the hype sneakers that they don't let anybody have. And then they have some shoes, but all the stuff, none of these athletes they sign are really getting treated like they have a role in this. Like Caitlin Clark, for example, they sign Caitlin Clark. She gets a signature shoe. No, she doesn't. She played a whole year, doesn't have a signature shoe. Where is this? Because that's money being left out there. Somebody should get fired over this for not having Caitlin Clark's shoe out there as soon as she gets to the WNBA. I'm not sure exactly. Some of these guys, there's a guy named Devin Booker, Phoenix Suns, already on the downside of his career, they finally gave him a signature shoe. They call it Book One.
Well, that's a cool name.
Well, Michael Jordan had an Air Jordan 1 his rookie year and every year thereafter, even retired.
He had an awesome mom that got him and all that.
I don't think everybody needs a signature shoe. There's too many basketball shoes to go around. It's not quite sustainable. You still have people buying the Air Jordans over the LeBron James stuff. So why do they need a signature shoe when you can just have a basketball shoe and this is what our guy wears, essentially? They'd be like if I was sponsored as a famous gamer and they had to make a special controller just for me, right?
Right. That'd be cool.
Well, I guess it kind of would be, right? But the, hey, I made my own controller, right? I kind of made my own controller.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. It's awesome. Is it on the internet? Have you posted it?
I have. Yeah. You can see about that on Amazon. If that Vampire Hunter D is available on Amazon, I'll have a link for that in the description. The listing may be there. I did a video on it and stuff for cool. Amazon. They have it on there. So some companies are going to learn the hard way about this. There are American car companies that should be making their cars in America. And instead, well, we put the tranny over there in Mexico and the chassis over here in Canada, and then we fuse them together in Georgia.
That's the way they make airplanes, too.
Well, largely in America, though.
Well, not completely.
We make this in Wichita, and we put it together in Seattle.
Hopefully. But then they have all this stuff coming from Malaysia and stuff.
Well, I think that these companies are finding out that if you don't have the manufacturing in America, everything else goes away. Like you may think, okay, well, in America, we build important things. We can let Vietnam make our T-shirts and our sneakers, but we're going to make important things like airplanes in America. That's not really true. The companies are always looking to save money, and when they can find a labor force that's cheaper, they go somewhere else.
Good luck finding a labor force here. I don't think Americans want to work as hard as those other countries do.
Now, there is a conservative podcaster guy. He wears a beanie at all times. He may go to court and have to be on the stand with a beanie because he's bald, so he wears a beanie to hide it. And he had a pretty good point the other day about this. He has a skateboarding company. They make skateboards, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he said that you don't see kids skateboard like they used to. And he thinks that what had happened was when he launched his skateboard company, they said, okay, what's the best way to do this? Well, China can make the board and it'll cost you $5 less for a skateboard. Or you can make it in America. And they looked at them and the Chinese one, he said, was legit. It was a quality skateboard.
Right, that's better.
But out of principle, went with the American stuff. All you do is make less money, but the money is in America, and you're funding what could possibly be the new culture of skateboarding. When they moved all the skateboarding stuff out of the shops in America, the people that in the shops, they were the ones going around skateboarding, and the kids would see them skateboard, and then they'd want to skateboard. Now they don't have that stuff, so the kids don't see it, and then the kids don't skateboard, so now you don't have a market.
Right.
So now that America doesn't build anything, this was another point of his, and this makes some sense. If America doesn't build anything to make the money directly, who then buys the homes? Because it's not the young kids buying the homes, right? It's the Chinese.
Well, people can't afford to buy a home.
If they made the stuff in America, maybe people could afford to buy the homes in America.
I don't know. Maybe we all need to quit buying so much stuff.
That some of that is the case. I think people are going to, you know, reel it back just a little bit.
I think so, too. I think people are going to start reusing things, buying things at Goodwill stores and stuff like that.
Some things you can't really buy used, like a Nintendo Switch 2. Now, Nintendo has been putting some details out about this. They had what they called a Direct or a Treehouse or something. They have things where they talk to people, and they gave away the prices, okay? And then the very next day, Trump said tariffs. So now Nintendo's like, about those prices, that may not apply in America. We may have to rethink this. We're not going to say the price yet.
I heard about that.
So originally it was $450.
Which is a lot.
Some games might cost $80 to $90.
Dang.
Some people are saying now maybe the physical game on the cartridge or SD card or whatever it is, memory card, will maybe be $80 instead of $90, but it's still way higher than the competition. But Nintendo protects their characters. The whole point of buying the Nintendo stuff is so you can play Mario, Zelda, well, actually Link, Donkey Kong, and the like, right?
Right.
Can you name some other Mario characters?
Zelda?
All right, well, I said Zelda.
Oh.
Luigi? Yeah, there you go.
Duck Hunt?
Duck Hunt. I don't know what the name of that dog is.
I don't know if I like that game.
That dog should be in the new Mario Kart. The Mario Kart has like all these characters. It even has a cow that was in the background somewhere. Mm. Now has a cart. So people are looking forward to this. It's coming out this summer, but now they're saying, hold on now. The price may be a little different in America. What do you think the price will end up being?
Probably about $550, around there, you know. I think about $50 more.
It could go to around $600. I don't know.
That's scary.
It's going to...
They said phones are going to be unbelievably high.
I think Trump's doing some of this, and it's one of those I'm calling your bluff moves. And then when they say, okay, fine, we'll get rid of our tariff, you get rid of yours. Okay, fine, we'll do that in your case, right?
I think they're going to just say to heck with you guys, and we'll just do our own stuff.
Some people are saying Vietnam can't afford to buy American products.
They
so
probably can't.
It's not a two-way street. Well, if that is the case, why was there a tariff against the U.S. in the first place from Vietnam? If they can't afford, so why create that barrier, right?
Right.
So I think some of these countries in, hey, Monday or something, they're going to fold. They're, okay, you got us, fine, we'll, whatever you want, you know, and we'll help you build the wall, you know, something like that, right? That's what I think is going to happen.
We'll see.
Okay, I have a game for you.
Okay, what kind of game?
This is a game called...
Dead or Alive? I guessed it.
Well, I wouldn't, didn't really want you guessing. I was kind of looking for the information I wrote down. So, I've got five singers for you, okay?
Okay.
These are American pop singers, and you're going to tell me which ones are dead and which ones are...
Alive. I think I can do this.
You think you can do this?
I think
okay.
I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Sly Stone.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly Stone. I guess that's a guy's name.
I think he's no longer alive.
Sly Stone. Can you sing one of their songs or do you know it?
No.
Is it Everyday People? Is that one of them?
That's a good song.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
I can't, some of these groups, they all sound alike, like sometimes yeah. And then sometimes they don't. So
I can picture what they look, what he looks like. I mean, they look like and stuff. They have big, they had that
Sly
big
Sly Stone is...
He's alive still?
Still alive,
good.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong. Wasn't wrong.
That's you being wrong is what that is, yeah.
Yep.
Cass Elliott.
Well, I know she's no longer with us.
And what did she sing?
Mama and the Papas.
Okay, I said, what did she sing?
Hey, what song?
All the Leaves.
All the Leaves Are Brown.
She, Cass Elliott.
California Dreamin'. She died on a ham sandwich. She choked eating a ham sandwich.
Okay, that's a joke from Austin Powers International
Man of Mystery.
No, I think
it's true.
I don't think that's actually the case.
She was in a hotel room by herself, and she choked. And I should know, because sometimes I choke.
Is that the way you want to go out? I've I made a pretty good joke routine about this a couple days ago. Like, okay, let's cheer up the crowd here. Okay, show of hands. Who's figured out how they want to die? Like,
that's depressing. How do you want to die?
Well, so the joke is, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get hit by a drunk driver on the way back home from this gig. And when that happens, you guys are going to be like, oh my God, he called it. I was there that night and he said that's what's going to happen. Greatest comedian ever. So,
yeah. Well, I hope they think you're the greatest comedian ever.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
What did she sing?
A song that you sing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. This is a song you sing while playing with our late dog, Cole.
Oh, I don't know. What song
All right,
is
well,
it?
Is she dead or alive?
I think she's alive.
Carly Rae Jepsen is... So Call Me Maybe.
Oh.
Okay.
Call Me Maybe.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Carnes. Do you know who that is?
Uh-huh, I do. She had red hair, kind of like in a short shag.
Okay. A short shack?
Shag.
Okay, so, okay, Kim Carnes, what song does she sing? She's a one-hit wonder.
Oh, I know. What is it?
It's called Betty Davis Eyes. Do you want me to play it for
She's
you?
She's got Betty Davis Eyes. That's a popular song.
So, yeah, this was a pretty popular song.
Play it for me.
I think this is pretty good. This is from 1981.
This reminds me of Madonna. She could have done this. She probably does do this.
This would be pre-Madonna. Madonna's first album's 1983. I think it sounds quite a bit different, though. Now, what you may not realize is that this is a cover. This song came out in, like, I think the late 70s. Someone else did this in a very different style.
Wow.
Okay? And I'll play you some of that after we get to, like, the hook part here and stuff, so you can kind of make a bit of a comparison. And you can tell me, I think I can see why the cover is more successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk over this a little bit so we can avoid copyright strikes in case Big Podcast wants to lean down on us.
All right.
Right? So I would kind of like it if you talked instead of just me.
Well, it brings back memories.
Wow,
and Betty Davis. Yeah, and Betty Davis really had some awesome eyes. Okay, show me the other one.
Now, the other version, this is kind of rough, okay? I don't think you're going to like this. Look, choices were made, and usually I think there needs to be laws against cover songs.
When was this came out?
But maybe modern day cover songs is where the law should apply, like going forward, okay? This is Jackie DeShannon's Betty Davis Eyes. I think she's the writer.
Oh, this is not good.
What is this? What genre would you call this?
I think it's want to be country, but
this sounds like when Bill Burr does his My Undies thing and read, and he kind of does it like some kind of Broadway musical.
Yeah.
No more sweaty balls. We really mean it. Like, that's what this sounds like.
I know. You could do burlesque to this or something.
So, is the remake justified here?
No.
No?
It's sad.
Maybe that's where Bill Burr got that. We really mean it. No more sweaty balls. It's kind of like what just happened right there. So Kim Carnes, dead or alive?
Dead.
Kim Carnes is...
Oh, well, good. Like to be wrong.
Just do a lot of, like look back and be like, you know, I could take that rap song and I can make it into something.
You could make that into a rap
synth
song.
Wave. No, I take a rap song and take things out of their genre and make it into a 1980s sound, right?
Maybe.
All right, lastly, we have Herb from Peaches and Herb.
No longer alive.
Herb... Born in 1942, died in... Still alive.
Seriously?
Yeah. Peaches died in 2005, but Herb, who I guess now tours as just Herb, I don't know.
Herb without Peaches.
Formerly
Peachless
Peaches
Herb.
And Herb, right? I don't know.
I'm sure he doesn't tour anymore. He's got to be how old?
Well, I said he was born in 1942, so how many of these did you get right?
I got 3 right and 1 wrong.
No, you didn't.
I thought I did.
Do you know how... Okay, you're not writing... Okay, first of all... Look, what does R and W stand for?
Right and wrong.
It does it? And that's not the... Okay, you said... you got Sly and the Family Stone. I think you got him wrong. You got Mama Cass right. I'm not sure what you said for some of these other ones, but it was you missed a bunch.
Well, I got Mama Cass right.
That's because you said ham sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's all we have for you there. Now you have some kind of quote I have to get. Oh, wait, we have a food you want to eat, right?
Okay, shut your eyes.
So is it going in my hand? What are we doing?
It won't bite you. What?
All right, so I have to eat this with my eyes shut, right?
Yeah. What is it?
It's one of those cashews with like caramelized outer something, right?
Yeah, it's from Nifty Nut House in here in Wichita. It's called caramel cashew or something like that.
I don't
cashew
think it's
crunch.
Caramel. I don't think it's caramel.
It's cashew crunch. It's good. I like them. You like it?
All right, give me this quote thing. Okay. And how about this time it actually be from the person you think it's from?
Okay, I can handle that. Okay. I always forced myself to do crazy things in public. In college, I would push an overhead projector across campus with my pants just low enough to show my butt.
Conan O'Brien?
No. What do you think? It's a guy. No, I'm just a guy.
All right. Well, give me some more hints then. I already guessed one.
I think he was on Saturday Night Live.
You think?
I'm pretty sure.
Bill Murray?
No. One more guess.
Bill. That was Bill Murray's thing on Saturday Night Live, right? Like he was some plumber?
Oh, I can't remember. There's a lot of people do that joke.
Okay. You think he was on Saturday Night Live.
Is he a white guy? Yeah, he's a white guy. Black guy wouldn't do that.
I guess it was a white guy because you said college.
Well, black guys went to college, but they wouldn't walk around with their pants butt showing.
They walk around with the saggy pants.
I know, but their butts don't show.
That's kind of a miracle. I don't know how they do that.
They wear, what are they called?
Boxers. Boxers, right. Yeah. Okay, so, John Candy?
No, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. You know what college he went to?
KU?
USC.
Really?
He's on the sidelines at a lot of their events.
University of Southern California.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if you're kind of like the celebrity, like you can get on TV by being the celebrity of that college. If they're on TV a lot, then that works out well for you. If it's a school that's not on TV much, then it's kind of like, why bother going to the games, right?
Well, he probably really likes them.
I mean, he might. I don't know.
I bet he does.
I mean, it's really not up for me to say.
Didn't he make a bunch of class reunion movies or college reunion movies?
No, I don't think so.
I thought he did. Bye-bye now.
Oh, you just ate one of these? Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.